gifted his son a grill, but not the one you cook with.
And we got thirst trapping with Sydney Sweeney and Scott Disick's new girlfriend, Holly Scarfoni.
Oh! Plus, Joe Millionaire finale was last night, and we got a chance to talk to the happy couple.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Honey, I heard someone baby secretly had a baby.
That's right, Gary. Elon Musk and Grimes' family has grown.
Really?
Apparently Grimes was forced to admit during an interview that she and Elon secretly welcomed their second child,
which
was baby girl.
Did she name this one after a Martian license plate?
And, it's got to say, it's got a strange name too, Frank. And get this, the reason they had to give up the tea was because their daughter began crying upstairs.
Wow.
What?
No.
Thanks a lot, baby. Hiding her in the attic?
Oh, my God.
That's why you put pillows over their head.
Chewy, I'm glad you're not a father. Now, Frank, you did ask about the baby's name. The baby's full name is Exa Dark Side Rail.
No.
What?
Heidi,
are
no.
Are you kidding?
No, that's better than the other one that you can't even pronounce.
The last one's Meek Merk Merk Sideways Asterisk. Yeah.
They're going to call her Y.
Yeah. Why did you name me this?
They're going to get bullied on their first day of school.
Oh. With a name like that, you're either saving the world or you're ending it. You know what I mean?
That's it.
You're a hero or a villain, no doubt.
I feel bad for the teacher who has to say,
yes.
Are you present?
Yes.
Yeah, but we need to go back to the old names like Bumquisha and Moo Moo and stuff like that.
Bumquisha and Moo Moo. And Moo Moo.
Teachers used to get my name mixed up. They used to call me Jesus. And I'd be like, no, it's Jesus. I don't want a bolt of lightning to come through the roof. And that's all. Like, well, all right. Well, Kodak Black is showing us the real definition of like father, like son. He was celebrating his son's 7th birthday, but instead of buying him clothes, a toy, maybe a business like Rick Ross did for his son, he decided to gift his boy a diamond grill. Yikes. Watch this.
Junior Kodak, man. You already know what time is it? Kodak, you trying to be like you, boy?
I wonder what he's going to gift his daughters, y'all. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. Some freaking, what did you call that? Some kind of chastity belt that's blinged out?
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all remember the term chastity belt.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yes,
I remember
honey.
That.
He didn't set us back there in 20 more years. I mean, this is
oh,
ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
A grill for the baby. I don't know.
And don't you have to go get fitted? Like, you have to go get the wax.
Yeah.
You
got
to go get the...
They put a mold in there. They got to mold your whole mouth, and then they fit you.
So this was a thought-out process.
Floss and brush...
Probably doesn't.
Now, I can understand if the kid
Nasty
had bad
breath.
Teeth to begin with, and, like, this is an upgrade, but come on, man, your mouth's still growing.
Yeah, but I think he's slick, though. He's going to take that child to the pawn shop when he get broke.
Like, the whole child?
Should be this kid just, like, diamond braces?
Sherry, how would you feel if Jeffrey came home and he was like, Dad got me a grill for my birthday?
I would be like, Gary, taking him to the pawn shop.
Okay.
You going to learn today.
Yeah.
You remember Scared Straight? No, he be going to the pawn shop.
Yeah.
You about to learn.
Yeah, it better be a Traeger if he bought you a grill.
Yeah, nice smoker.
All right, it's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Yeah, Scott Disick's new girlfriend, Holly Scarfoni. Is it Scarfoni or Scarfone?
Scarfoni.
Scarfoni.
Scarfoni. Well, she's putting her clappas on display. Mm. She shared a snap from their recent trip to Paris. On the hotel's balcony with the Eiffel Tower in the background. I didn't notice it was there first either.
Me neither, bro.
Yeah, no.
Me neither.
That looks like a 12-year-old body.
What kind of 12-year-olds you been hanging out with, girl?
With some Photoshopping.
Yeah.
Well, shortly after posting, Scott commented on the photo, demanding that she credit him for the sexy snap, which she did.
And you can tell, but wait, you guys, look at her arm, how curved it is.
Yes. There's some Photoshop.
Do you think he photoshopped it in front of her? Like, I gotta get rid of this.
I thought she was just double jointed and could just do that. No.
He snatched in her waist and he made her hips bigger than what they are. These are not her hips. Scott Disick, you skeevy. You that's not.
I think he cut in Paris as well. I don't even look like she's actually there.
She is over in Hackensack, New Jersey.
So is that a thirst trap? Obviously.
Yes.
Yes.
Obviously, yes.
Well, Euphoria actress, don't you love how we are just sleuths? I love
it. I love it too.
Euphoria actress Sydney Sweeney is showing off her impressive bikini body.
Oh,
she shared a photo on IG in a floral print two-piece with a straw hat, enjoying her 72-hour vacation in Hawaii.
Mm.
Now, Sydney is rumored to be auditioning to play Madonna, and she recently got engaged. And okay. Now, if y'all look at that picture, is that a thirst trap?
I love it. No, she's just being cute and vacation on by the
very
pool.
Very natural.
Hanging out. I love that.
I like the way her flowers are blooming from her pot. It looks really
I think
colorful.
I see her tulips.
Anybody can spot the lips. It's going to be our girl Heidi. Hello.
I was switching gears and instead was trying to be a supportive partner to his girlfriend, Renee Zellweger, by sharing the trailer to a new show, The Thing About Pam. Now, in the show, Renee wears a fat suit to play murderer Pam Hupp. But Ann had this to say about her role. Oh, this one bonkers crazy story. The Thing About Pam, an epic cast, including the smoke show Ren. Please leave the wardrobe at work.
Good job, HK.
Yeah, nicely done, Nick.
Thank you very much. Now, at some point, Ant must have thought twice because he edited the post and deleted the last sentence. Now, do you think Ant was trying to say he doesn't like bigger women, or he was just trying to be funny and it kind of came out wrong?
Renee Zellweger is a very thin woman.
Yes.
And I know this story, this murderer Pam Hupp, and she was a bigger girl.
Oh, okay.
So she wore a fat suit to play her.
When I saw the first initial pictures of her, I didn't know it was her. I didn't know it was Renee Zellweger.
Yeah. It's
no, you didn't. And I'm sorry. This is not wardrobe, a role play wardrobe. This is not.
No,
like,
no,
you
no.
You don't want to have you.
No.
Person put this
wouldn't
on.
You be a little, would you be more concerned if he was like, ooh, yeah, leave that on. Hey, you come home.
I'd be like, you like my mama? Oh, my God.
Your mom can cook? Yes. Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't need a fat suit. I just would eat to transform. Yeah. I'd be the one
I'm just wondering why no one called me. I'm Pam Hupp. I mean, let's go. What?
I could be your stunt double. Like, I'm ready.
Let's do this.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a dish debate.
Uh-oh, what you got?
Check it out. This week on The Bachelor, it was down to the final three, and Clayton admitted to Susie that he had been intimate with both of the other women. Which apparently was a deal breaker because Susie decided to leave.
Ooh.
Well, former Bachelorette Caitlin Bristow weighed in on the situation saying, Heidi, can you do the honors here for me?
Why would you not be intimate with more than one person when you're trying to find the person to spend the rest of your life with? Why do we judge so hard on this?
Hard on.
Oh, wait, she added, it's more heartbreaking to meet somebody's family and then break up with them than it is to be intimate with them.
She actually brings up some great points.
All right.
I agree with her.
Well,
you do? You agree with Caitlin? Do you think that Susie was right to be upset that he slept with the two other ladies?
I don't know, but if you're trying to spend, if you're trying to like look for the one you're trying to spend the rest of your life with, of course you want to be intimate. You want to test drive the equipment. You know,
so she should have known that he was sleeping with the other two as well.
Does she know what show she's on?
Thank you. I can't believe you did this.
You
there
get
were
on a show
people here before.
You get on a show where he's kissing 32 women.
Yeah. You think she'd bring it up at that point? Like, I know you got the champagne room or whatever it's called.
Fantasy suite, Frank.
Oh, sorry, champagne room, something else. Why did she say
then?
It's like, listen, I know you're going to go into the fantasy suite with the other two ladies. I just can't sleep with a guy who slept with other women. Yeah. So could you be faithful to me in there? And then he would know she's for real.
This is the girl that's going to get her heart broken.
You're on a show called
The
Bachelor.
She must have not seen the other season.
Yeah,
I lost a girl like that. I'm sleeping with several women at the same time, and she flat out asked me, she's like, are you sleeping with other women? I said, yes.
Yeah,
and she
said, I did the same thing.
I can't sleep with you if you're sleeping with other women. I'm like, that's too bad you feel that way.
Yeah.
Because you were a lot of fun.
Gotta cut you loose.
Looks like we're going to agree to disagree, and CES.
Up next, someone's beefing with Kim Kardashian, and for once, it's not Kanye, y'all.
No.
Yeah. Find out who after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back, everybody. So the Kardashians are coming through with some all straight, no chaser business advice. But Jamila Jamil, not impressed. So Kris, Kim, Khloe, and Courtney were all featured on the cover of Variety this week. And when asked about her best advice for women in business, here's what Kim had to say.
Get your ass up and work. It seems like nobody wants to work these days. You have to surround yourself with people that want to work. Have a good work environment where everyone loves what they do because you have one life.
I love when rich people rich-splain things to me. I love that.
Don't do that.
Well, here's the thing. It does sound like solid advice, but Jamila thought otherwise. She responded to Variety's post about Kim's advice and said, I think if you grew up in Beverly Hills with super successful parents in what was simply a smaller mansion, nobody needs to hear your thoughts on success, work ethic. The same 24 hours in the day is a nightmare. 99.9% of the world grew up in a very different 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
Now, okay, say what you will about the Kardashians. They do hustle. Kim Kardashian turned a sex tape into a,
an empire.
An right. empire. Right. I couldn't
well,
do that.
You didn't have to be rich to do that.
You did not have to be rich to do that.
You are hearing from a rich dad telling his rich kid the advice of maintaining rich and how to become more rich. So you want to hear from rich. Let's not shame people because of their parents' success. And they've taken that drive and that success that they saw growing up and turned it into their own empires. And to not give them credit is a damn shame.
This is what rich people say.
Exactly. So, mine's loaded. I mean, she has her fan base that buys all of her her whatever
skins and mims and bims and skins.
She's so rich. She's so rich.
You're wearing it now.
I need to get some of that.
He has it on now. He has it on now. All right, this is a new segment we're calling Dish is Dope. I like this a part of the show where we highlight something cool about a celeb and their glow up. I love this. Right. So a video has gone viral of Angus Cloud, best known for his role as Fez in the super crazy show Euphoria, while someone posted a video of him years ago working as a waiter at a fan's birthday brunch.
Oh,
this is crazy, y'all. Yeah,
awesome.
And it's so dope to see because now everyone is watching him on one of the most talked about shows on TV.
Yes.
Euphoria is lit. You never know who might make the Dish is Dope cut in the future. That's why you should always be nice to everybody.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because they have those same pictures of you being an
ass. Yes, and I judge people's character on how they treat the waiters and waitresses
Absolutely.
And the janitors and the valet guys.
Although, if you're a valet and you fart in my car, I'm not giving you that tip.
Oh, you've had that happen?
Oh, I certainly have,
they fart
yes.
in your car? They fart
really?
In your car?
Yes.
You got to get a better car then.
Yeah.
When the valets are standing out there and they have to pass gas, they're hoping they get your car.
Frank is probably
a chronic
farter. Is
that back from valet days? Do you remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he's a chronic farter.
No,
yeah.
But I drive my McLaren to Nobu. Nobody's farting in my car.
You have a McLaren?
You're yeah.
McLaren?
Give us some business advice.
Okay. Get off your ass.
Wow. Frank Kardashian has entered the building. Oh, my God, y'all.
And now the ATO gang has a deal we definitely need.
All right, it's deal time, and Morning Save spokesperson Roslyn Daniels is here. What you got for us today, Roz?
Hey, you guys. So today's deal is going to have you all charged up. It's the Adoro. It's the two-pack Adoro powered up square 3 outlet and 3 USB charging station. And it's going to provide 2 charging stations that allow you to charge up to 6 devices at the same time. So you'll always be powered up and ready to spill the tea, Gary.
Ooh, honey, love it, honey. And Dish viewers, if you want to get shopping, scan the QR code in the bottom of your screen.
Okay, guys, and check this out. I love how the outlets are positioned. So you have an outlet on each side, and then you have one on top. So you never have to worry about being able to access your items when you have one large head plugged in. Plus, this bad boy is small, so you could just pick it up and go.
You got us charged up, Roz. How much?
Okay, well, usually you can see this for as high as $100 for 2. But now you can get 2 for only $25.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So head on over to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, Roz, thank you so much. And up next, we dish with the real millionaire from Joe Millionaire and his chosen lady right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, now last night was the finale of Joe Millionaire, for richer or poorer, and joining us now is the show's happy couple, Stephen McBee and Kala Jackson. Welcome
Ooh,
to y'all both.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for having us. Yeah.
So, Stephen, you had to keep the secret that you were the millionaire on the show. Now, were there any slip-ups that happened that almost gave the whole thing away?
There was a few times early on where I caught myself slipping. Some of these women were pretty smart in the way that they asked questions. And then Kala's stepdad has a cattle ranch down in Texas. And so I had to be very careful talking about anything farming related to specifically Kala, because I knew that she would know, you know, who the millionaire was if I dive into specifics about how large my operation is.
All right, Kala, what does it feel like now that the show is over and it's just the two of you guys together?
It's such a relief now that we can finally be public with it. It's been hard to keep things private, but it's very exciting and, you know,
feels like it feels more like real life now. You know, it's been
yeah,
a little
definitely.
Strange. Yeah, having to keep
finally,
things under wraps.
Yeah, we can finally have a normal, open relationship.
So now, Stephen, you and Kurt, the other bachelor, now y'all had quite a bromance. Now, was it hard to go your separate ways when the show ended?
We've hung out about every weekend since the show ended. In fact, we're going to be hanging out this weekend We're having a big, you know, celebration of the end of Joe Millionaire. And so we're going to be seeing him this weekend, having a good time. So really hit it off with Kurt. And, you know, we're still very close with Kurt. Cal is even really good friends with Kurt, too.
Yes. I feel like Kurt was like my biggest competition on the show.
So I think it's so great that you guys still hang together and are friends. But speaking of Kurt, Kyla, was it awkward to date both of them at the same time? Or did you feel like turnabout is fair play?
No, you know, it was a little odd trying to date both of them at the same time. But that is such an unreal situation, especially with, you know, all the other women competing for the same two men. So it was a little weird, but you know, all in all, Kurt and I are much better being friends, and Steven and I actually developed a connection way earlier on, so it worked out.
And now for both of you, I understand that y'all just moved in together this weekend. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, yes. There is actually, yes. Yeah. So Kala is living in this little bitty town. We bought a house in Kansas City, but it hasn't closed yet, so she's stuck in this little bitty town until the end of March.
I just moved here from Dallas, obviously, and I've moved here in shorts and a t-shirt, and today it's snowing outside. So.
Oh, no!
Culture shock. Aside from going to a small town, what else did you guys have to do to keep your romance secret?
You know, it was... We snuck a few trips in there, probably a little more than we should have, to be completely transparent. But we were able to keep it under wraps. We were just very, very careful. I live in such a small town, and I live so far away from anyone else that Kala could come up to my house and have no issues. You know, there's literally no one is around me. Yeah. So it makes it pretty nice.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, no public going out, going on dates or anything like that. So now that the show is over, we're finally going to be able to go out and be open and public. So it's very exciting.
Oh, congratulations, you two, Steven and Kala. Thank you so much. It was great having you here, and we wish you all of the best. So stay tuned. We got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so dish it! Well, single people, listen up.
All right.
It looks like the days of your right swipe on Tinder being an ex-con, that's over. Because Tinder's now making it possible for users to conduct a background check before going on a
date.
That's a
good idea.
Oh, I like this. Nice. Like this.
Starting this week, Tinder users are going to see a background check tool integrated into the dating app's safety center. So, didn't they do that before?
I mean, like,
wasn't Tinder doing this already?
You just let anybody on here?
No, Sherry, I would say this. If you could background check one thing, what would it be on a guy?
His family.
So not his FICO. You don't care about that?
I do care about
you don't care about maybe he's been divorced.
You don't care if he's murdered anybody?
If he's been in jail?
Yeah, that's true. I should care about that. Yeah! I dated somebody in prison. I was going to marry somebody in prison. That's really not on my priority list.
Sherry. On today's Sherry Shepherd show, she brings her ex back.
Her ex-lover.
Brings to burn buildings.
You can deal with prison, but not a yucky mother-in-law.
Yeah. But it does take away the excitement of, you know, that's the thing about
finding out he was in prison when he tells you after sex. Maybe you know I was.
He was married fast.
Yeah. It just keeps it hot and spicy. I just invited an ex-murderer to my apartment. Just takes that spice out.
Can you believe what the sex will be like with an ex-murderer? Dang.
They'll cut you up.
There you go.
Literally. Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.